Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcasts of these programs at fmr.co.za. Today, I'm lucky enough to be reviewing the Volvo XC90 D5 Geartronic R design. A mouthful, but as to the car, well, I have one word to say. Yes! A car I want to own for sure. I only have one downside on this car. The only negative I've got is a price tag that starts at 1.2 million rand or just below as tested. Another 70,000 rand roughly on that for the R design and another 26,000 rand for the wonderful air suspension. The R design package that was on the car I tested included heated front seats, a graphic head-up display, 360-degree camera, which is incredible, the best I've had on any car. Premium sound, Bose and Wilkins all around, and the sound, the installation looks magnificent. It actually, I have to admit, on a great sounding sound system, looks even better than it sounds. Blind spot information system, heated steering wheel, smartphone integration, both Android Android and Apple CarPlay, and keyless entry. For another 20,000 Rand, you could get things like massaging seats. I would have liked that one on a test car. But how's this one? In their list is 1,200 Rand for a neck pillow. You know, if you're going to travel long distances and you're not in the driving seat, I guess this is one getting. I don't think in the driving seat it's the place to get. You don't want to get that comfy, I don't think. A small tip, by the way, if you look on the Volvo Extras, if you want to buy a bicycle car rack, they have from another Swedish manufacturer the best price car racks around for bikes. So there's a tip. Anyway, some numbers. Power and torque, 173 kilowatts and 480 newton meters, delivered through an 8-speed auto transmission. They claim 5.7 liters per 100 kilometers fuel economy. Yeah, I think you've got to have a very light foot to approach that. 0 to 107.8 seconds for this diesel is not bad at all. And you get a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer warranty and maintenance plan, and I love it when they're symmetrical. I don't know why they aren't on all cars. Standard safety features, as you expect from a Volvo, abound. IntelliSafe will automatically apply the brakes if it detects the risk of collision with pedestrians, cyclists, or other vehicles. It also has roadside sign recognition, full LED headlights with the active high beam, park assist both front and rear, and my favorite, adaptive cruise control. And this one gets pilot assist, and that's not quite semi-autonomous driving, but very close. It will take care of steering, acceleration, and braking up to a certain speed, but it's not an auto drive, but it will save your butt if you're being a little negligent. You have to keep your hands on things, but it's not going to let you drift into the pavement or the middle barrier. One noteworthy standard feature is Volvo On Call. And yes, there's a little button at the top of the binnacle which lets you call for help. This free service, and this is the important bit, and app, which you get for 5 years of ownership, has the ability added in with the app to find your car in a parking lot, to unlock your vehicle using your phone, to switch on the heated seats when you get in, but a really meaningful highlight, if you're in an accident, Volvo On Call will automatically dial emergency services for you. I've got to say, if you want luxury, you want space, and you want off-road capabilities, and yes, it actually is off-road capable. This updated vehicle, which in its previous guise had won almost every award-winning category as best car in South Africa, you know, for SUV, for all sorts of things, it really is that good. Yes, the category has caught up, and the other German, well, the German makers have competitive vehicles now. They didn't then. This Volvo is really class leading, and if you don't want one of the fancy German marks or British marks on the front of your car and you're going for Volvo, you're not going to go wrong with this one in the highly recommended category. And that's it for me in Fine Motoring this week. It's been David Dondi, and I've enjoyed presenting another car to you, and thank you for listening to me. And if you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@finemusicradio.co.za, fmr.co.za, and the podcast at fmr.co.za. FM.
three.